Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Simple Man. And when you hear that song, that only means one thing on this radio program, and that is all things self-proclaimed Simple Man. That means all things Bill O'Reilly. All things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Sir, how are you? Welcome back. Hope you had a great week.
I don't know anything. I'm obliterate.
Okay, excuse me. I thought I was trying to talk to Bill O'Reilly, not Joe Biden.
No, I know. I can only live day to day now. I mean, people go, your very nice screener, Katie, who I've been dealing with now for 2 years, and very, very professional.
Why are you sucking up to Katie? You suck up to Linda? You suck up to Katie? What is this all about?
You have good people, which is shocking because it's you. Anyway.
Whoa. I am not going to let that go by. In the early days when Fox News Channel went on the air. Okay. So we had these pods. They were show pods. Anyway, Bill O'Reilly's show was in one pod, and Hannity and Combs at the time was in another pod. And Bill O'Reilly would go into the middle of the pod. He'd create a circle of his entire team, producers, bookers, everybody in between. And correct me at any point if I'm wrong. And everybody on your team had to pitch you ideas. Now, you would be so brutal at times if you didn't like the idea that, I mean, tell me where I'm wrong here.
Well,
that you
humor, though. We made fun of bad ideas. But here's something you might...
By the way, you'd get arrested for that today. You know that, right?
Believe me, I'd be incarcerated in New York State. I'd never get out. One of the bookers back then was Jesse Waters. And
that's
he
true.
Had worse pitches on the face of the earth, Waters. I mean, I violate him. And it was so bad that I finally said to the crew, I got to get him out of here. So that,
oh my gosh,
Waters' world started. So his pitches were so terrible in the office that we threw him out on the street, gave him a cameraman, and said, look, just get something that's fun. And he just then terrorized the whole country, and now he leads into you on Fox News. And that is an absolutely true story.
Well, you should actually be proud of that. In a sense, you know, that makes him an extension of your show, and you gave him an opportunity, and he did a great job with it, and I'm sure there's a certain sense of pride with that. Let me ask you, I've not gotten your reaction to the Trump issue in New York, and later on I'm going to bring this up with Alina Haba, the president's legal spokesperson, but I don't know if you heard Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank.
I heard it, and
I've interviewed him another number of times. I like him. I think that's a good show. I know it doesn't get high ratings, but it's a good show. Sometimes ratings don't reflect how good a show can be because there's so many choices out there. But this is him. He's an investor. He's shocked at this decision. Remember, Deutsche Bank executives and others, nobody was harmed here. Everybody got paid. There was a disclaimer in that case that said, don't take our valuations. You have a judge that valued Mar-a-Lago at $18 million when a two-acre lot is for sale right now in Palm Beach, oceanfront property, for $200 million. Explain that one to me, but let me play what Kevin said first.
This award, I mean, just leaving the whole Trump thing out of it and seeing what occurred here, and I'm no different than any other investor. I'm shocked at this. I can't even understand or fathom the decision at all. There's no rationale for it. And so let me give you a real-time experience I'm having regarding this, and I'm not the only one. It doesn't matter what the governor says. New York was already a loser state. Like California is a loser state. There are many loser states because of policy, high taxes, uncompetitive regulation. It was already on the top of the list of being a loser state. I would never invest in New York now. And I'm not the only person saying that.
I think that this is going to resonate very, very deeply with investors, with Wall Street executives, regardless of what their politics happen to be. What's your take, Bill O'Reilly?
Well, if you enter the legal system in New York State, you are not going to get justice. I think it's as simple as that. The courts are full of ideological judges. Lawyers charge so much money here. If you have a lawsuit, whether you are suing or being sued, you better have $1 million.
A million? You probably need more.
Probably more, because it's going to take years. It's the whole thing is broken down, and simultaneously. So the court system on the criminal side is broken down because they won't prosecute criminals. They refuse to. And that is, of course, cause a rise in crime and a deterioration of public safety. But on the civil side, you just cannot get your case heard. And so the lawyers are piling up hours and hours and hours, which you're paying for, $600 an hour. So the Trump thing was basically a political assassination. He was targeted by the Attorney General, Letitia James. Letitia James admits it. There's no two sides of the story. If you vote for me, this is what Ms. James said, I will get Donald Trump. She fulfilled her campaign promise. She brought it into Manhattan. She got the most liberal judge you could possibly get, and it didn't matter what the evidence was. Nothing mattered. Everybody knew that Trump was going to be found guilty, and nobody knew it was going to be $350 million, but they knew the state of New York was going to punish him because of his political activities.
They basically, and now think about this, there wasn't a single insurance company or bank that even complained, just the opposite.
Claim, unless Letitia James ordered it. You know, I wrote the book, The United States of Trump, which I humbly say is the best book on Trump ever, if you really want to know about Trump. And for decades, Trump was the prince of New York City. He spread money around. He hired all kinds of people. He didn't have legal problems like this. They weren't after him. Every bank wanted to do business with him. The people he employed, hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers over his decades of real estate. This guy was the prince of the city. As soon as he got into politics and as soon as New York went radical left, and that's what O'Leary was talking about when he mentioned California, New York is a radical left state. It is run by people who aren't liberal. They're way out there. And they resented him getting into politics, number one. And then when he started to appoint conservative Supreme Court justices, that put a target on his head.
It really is an amazing time we're living through. It seems like if you put all the cases together, that the left wants to drown him and drown his campaign in legal issues, which in many ways prevents him from running a full-on focus campaign. Do you believe it's by design? Do you believe in the new term lawfare? How do you describe it?
Well, but it's not working. So, yes.
Well, I would argue in many ways it is working, because every time Donald Trump's in court, that's one less day on the campaign trail.
He doesn't need to be on the campaign trail. So this is why you're wrong. I love to say that word. I love, and Linda loves it to hear it. This is why you're wrong, Hannity. Every time they do this, every time Fannie Willis or any far-left person goes after him, he gets more votes.
By the way, just stop and think of what you just said, Bill. Because we both, you know, we're not, this is not our first rodeo. Think about what you just said. Because I say it a different way. I say that Donald Trump defies all conventional political gravity. If I would have said to you 10 years ago, hey, Bill, there's going to be a candidate running for president who's going to get 91 charges brought against him, a bunch of civil suits, and every time they go after him, his poll numbers go up, you would have probably thought that I belonged in an insane asylum. Well, because it defies
history. So I'm writing Confronting the Presidents now. Assessments from Washington to Biden. And Trump is, there's nothing in the Trump presidency that has anything to do with any of the other 44 guys. He's totally different in every way. But what is reality now is that most Americans, even those who hate him, no, this is a political prosecution. They're trying to destroy him, not only him, but his family. Most Americans don't want that, even if they hate Trump. So while the Letitia Jameses of the world thought, I'll take him out, they're actually making him stronger. And that's where we are.
Quick break, right back. More with all things Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. And then your call's coming up, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program as we roll along.
Sean Hannity, defending freedom, providing clarity, and calling out the left. Now, more than ever, we need Hannity.
Mike Lindell of MyPillow employees, they want to thank all of you, our listeners, for all of your continued support. And to thank you, they are having a massive sale on not only overstock and clearance products, but on new products as well. Just go to the Sean Hannity Square when you go to MyPillow.com, and you'll find some of the lowest prices ever, plus free shipping for your entire order. For example, you get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. If you're looking to try a new product, you might want to try their new flannel sheets. They're 50% off, but they won't be in stock for very long. They have this six-piece towel set. Well, now selling for $29.98, that's 50% off. So take advantage, free shipping, especially on larger items like a mattress or mattress topper. 100% all made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. And you'll find sales on their kitchen towels, their dog beds, their blankets, and so much more. It's the Sean Hannity Square when you go to MyPillow.com, or just call and mention my name, 800-919-6090, 800-919-6090, from MyPillow.com. All right, we continue now with Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. What do you think the odds are that this judgment gets overturned or greatly reduced? And especially focusing in on the disclaimer in the contracts that he had about valuations, number one, and the fact that there's no victim here.
That's the question I would ask the lawyer, Elena, that you have coming up. So they've got to get it out of New York.
But that's not going to get out of New York, Bill.
But there might,
it's not going to happen.
There might be civil rights violations here. Okay,
you might be. You might. That's an outside shot. You might be right. I'll concede that you have a shot, but I think the shot is
well.
The odds are very low.
In history, the Supreme Court has injected itself in state situations when the court deemed that the state was not following the Constitution without even a case being filed. Did you know that? There are times the Supreme Court said, we're not going to permit this. Most of them were when blacks were being persecuted in the South. And there was nobody to stick up for the blacks and nobody to file suits on their behalf. The Supreme Court just went in. They could do that here. They could say, you are trying to eliminate a political candidate by abusing state law. That's where I would go with the
law
you have.
I would argue that that is a possibility, and you're correct on the facts. Here's the problem. Even the Supreme Court has been politicized. And under Chief Justice Roberts, I believe in he did this, I think, with the thought that this would preserve his legacy of, quote, the Roberts Court. But I think there is genuine disdain, even among some of the more conservative justices, towards Donald Trump. And I think that factors into decisions. Am I wrong?
I'd be surprised if Roberts does nothing about this. Very surprised.
Well, mark my words, Bill O'Reilly, because the Supreme Court does need to weigh in on the issue of immunity. And while I think the Colorado case is going to be a win for the Trump people, on the case of immunity, I think the odds are low that they even take the case up.
I don't think the immunity thing is, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the New York State and to some extent Georgia situations where Trump was targeted by very flimsy charges.
Right, but what I'm saying is a little bit different here. I believe that there are political considerations that even exist in the Supreme Court.
I would agree with you, but I don't think Roberts is happy with what's going on in New York. So if you look at the makeup of the court, it would be 6-3 condemning using the state of New York to eliminate a national candidate.
All right. All things Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly. All things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, we appreciate you always being on the program. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn. But after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her. They supported her. And they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn? And maybe even in a big way, every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, five ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue five babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, before we get to our busy phones, you know, Dan Goldman. Remember Dan Goldman? He was the guy, the congressman, when it was revealed that Joe Biden, this was after, I believe, the Devin Archer testimony, if my memory serves me well. Hope I don't have a Joe Biden moment. But he was the congressman that came out and literally said, when it was exposed that Joe Biden had, in fact, been talking to Hunter's and his brother Jim. And by the way, Jim Jordan and James Comer will be on Hannity tonight, and Jason Smith will be on Hannity tonight. But he was the guy, if you recall, that said, well, you know, they were probably just talking about the weather. Really? That's what they were talking. They're talking about the weather.
You're saying that the speakerphone conversations, they don't seem concerning to you because there was no specifics about business, and it just seemed like
it was clear
about-
that it was clear that it was part of the daily conversations that Hunter Biden had with his father. And it was and sounded like most of the time, now President Biden didn't even know who the people he was at dinner. He was just asked to say hello. And he would, you know, talk about the way he described it several times. They asked over and over and over. He described what the weather was, how what's going on your end.
Well, here's the problem. I mean, you got to start with the basics. He lied about that, but it goes a lot deeper than talking about the weather, because according to Devin Archer's testimony, he spoke to at least his knowledge over 20 of Hunter's foreign business partners. And I'll sell you a bridge in Brooklyn if you like. It hasn't been built yet for a lot of money if you believe that garbage. I personally don't believe him. And then we have, of course, Joe Biden at the Cafe Milano with foreign business partners of Hunter like Elena Batarina. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. But now he's out there saying that this ex-FBI informant, this guy Smirnov, you know, shows the House GOP is operating at the behest of Russian intelligence and Vladimir Putin. And then another detail that came out today in the DOJ following that apparently this guy busted for telling lies. Now, the FBI relied on Christopher Steele's dirty dossier, even though they were informed not to trust it, that it was a political document by Bruce Orr, of all people, and that Hillary Clinton bought and paid for it. None of it verified. Then it turns out to be debunked. And yet this was a trusted FBI source. This guy Smirnov apparently worked for the FBI for over, 14 years since 2010. And apparently even was given permission to break the law in terms of being able to do investigative undercover work, informant work for the FBI. Why is the FBI having such a hard time picking people with character and integrity? I can't explain it. But here's Dan Goldman now bringing in a new Russia conspiracy hoax. Listen.
But it now appears as if the House Republican majority is being used by Russia to interfere in the 2024 election on behalf of Donald Trump. If they continue with this investigation, they are simply doing the work of Vladimir Putin to help Donald Trump win an election in November. That's where we are.
Unbelievable. Yeah, okay. Smirnov shows House GOP operating at the behest of Russian intelligence and Vladimir Putin. Already the Russia lied narrative. It worked once, I guess. What the hell? Why not try it again, right? Anyway, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Let's say hi to Nelson. He is in North Carolina today. Nelson, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean, listen, thank you. This is just a disgrace. And you know what? There are victims because of this case, and it's us. We want to see our President Trump coming out there and talking and letting us know what he's going to do. But with these cases, and it's absurd. I just recently went into online and looked for somewhere around the neighborhood, 4 bedrooms, 6.5 bathrooms, $19.9 million for less than a third of an acre. Less than a third of an acre.
There's some billionaire hedge fund guy. I don't know him personally. And his name is Ken Griffin. And I guess he moved his hedge fund from New York down to Florida, like so many Wall Street executives have. And he purchased on the water, knocked on the door of five mansion owners that live next to each other. And I believe paid somewhere, and don't hold me to the exact amount, but around $100 million for each of these five mansions. He's knocking them all down. The guy's a multi-billionaire. Kind of hard for people to comprehend that kind of money for any home, any place, anywhere, but that's what the prices are. You're correct.
Well, why would a judge from New York have anything to do with the real estate appraising of someplace of another state? Each state got their different laws. A real estate appraiser, they are licensed. They need to take courses. They need to take classes because each state has a different law. That judge from New York, he probably couldn't sell ice cream in a desert.
I have no idea. But I will tell you, these are weird times we're living in, isn't it? The judge is wrong. The whole case was based on valuations. He ignores the disclaimer in every contract. He ignores that there are no victims. He ignores that nobody complained. He ignores the Deutsche Bank executives even said as much. He ignores that the fact that they still continue to do business with Donald Trump. And yet, you know, this is the judgment. You just get canceled in New York. But we did have two New York governors that were very clear that they didn't, you know, if you're a conservative, you know, get the hell out of town, get on a bus, go down to Florida. I'm like, whoa. And I played that too many times, probably. We'll see what happens on appeal. We're going to watch it. We'll talk to Alina Haba coming up at the top of the next hour about what the process is moving forward to appeal this insane judgment. But, well, you know, who knows what's going to happen. All right, quick break. We're right back to our busy phones. Toll free, it's 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, top of the hour, President Trump's legal spokesperson, Alina Haba, will talk to us about what the appeals process will be with this massive judgment out of New York and the odds of President Trump being successful as we continue.
Up next, our final roundup and information overload hour.
All right, back to our busy phones. Barry is in the free state of Florida, my home state. What's up, Barry? How are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hi, Sean. God bless you for everything you do. I've been with you from the time you were with Alan Combs, and I've never left.
Well, thank you, by the way. Thank you very much. I hope I'm getting better, not worse.
No, you're getting better like good wine. So I just wanted to let you know that I watched Fox News today. I am a retired teacher, and teachers do learn to speak the truth. And when I see 25,000 plus communist Chinese immigrants, or I should say illegal immigrants, coming through our borders, and according to the news today, being flown from communist China to Turkey and from Turkey to Mexico, and from Mexico, they're telling them where to go to California, because we know that the Chinese communist community in California has been a wonderful addition to America. So we now have more Chinese communist nationals in this country who are now claiming they're here to for a job. They're not even using the false claim of fear. And by the way, in our asylum laws, the only asylum laws on the books is coming to this country for political persecution. It's not because your country has crime or because it has a poor economy, and was Kamala Harris's root causes. And this president, what he did was send $3 billion to El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Honduras to fund, quote, community organizations. And that included nonprofits there, Marxist nonprofit organizations that were pushing those illegals into this country with the drug cartels, because the drug cartels control those countries. And then he sent $1 billion to President Labrador in Mexico, who wasn't even specific as to what he was going to do. But if you remember, Labrador congratulated him at the wall after they removed all the illegals for a photo op. Labrador complimented Biden for not building another foot of wall. I mean, this president is conflicted with the communist Chinese $15 billion a day drug traffic into America, killing 100,000 plus Americans with fentanyl and other drugs. His hands are bloodied. He can't wash it off. And yet we don't see anyone using Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution when a foreign entity, which is communist China, which is an existential enemy, which is communist China, exchanges money for Biden's deliberate destruction of our country, they should invoke Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution and impeach him now. Because I love Jamie Comer and I love Jim Jordan, but with all the things they are finding, it still has to go to the Department of Justice. They're never going to prosecute him. We see that. So,
look, I with the tiny margin that they have in the House and people like Ken Buck in it, I'm not sure, you know, if the evidence would just, you know, smack you in the face if you're not going to have defections, and maybe it won't be successful. However, the truth does need to come out. And the reality is, if you take the case of Burisma and you take the case of CEFC, Those are two examples that directly involve Joe Biden. And Hunter implicates his father repeatedly in his laptop from hell. At a time, you know, again, both related to energy. He admits he has no experience, no background with either country. And at a time that he is saying and admitting to the fact that he was addicted to hard drugs. So, you know, all of this to me, and, you know, coupled with Joe Biden's, you know, enormous big lie that he never spoke to his son, brother, or anybody. It's a slam dunk case, in my view. But you couple that. You couple that with, you know, Joe's inability to control our border. He just ignores the laws of the land. To me, he's violating his oath to our Constitution and basically picking and choosing which laws he will abide by and which he refuses to enforce. It's a sad time. Now, with all that said, we have 257 days till Election Day. And if you notice, that Election Day clock is counting down fast. This is America's opportunity to right the ship and hopefully get, you know, somebody with sound policies and strength, with some level of energy, physical strength, stamina, and cognitive ability to run the country again. And I think, you know, America under those circumstances would thrive. And I don't even think it's going to be that difficult to do because you just bring back the policies that were working. A lot of people, as I said earlier, they don't even realize the Trump tax cuts are about to expire. That's not going to be a good thing for any American. I can tell you that right now. It's going to cost all of us. Anyway, thank you, my friend. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. You know I love burner. You know I love to have a less lethal option. And you know that I've not one bit regressed on my commitment that I believe that people have a right to self-defense. I've always been a big believer in the Second Amendment. I've had a pistol carry permit my entire life. But the technology is impressive, and I think it should be part of anybody's personal safety and security plan for you, your home, your family, for you, your business, your employees, because Burner releases deterrents like kinetic ammo and tear gas, and it incapacitates even the worst perpetrators. Linda, you know the case of Patrick from Pennsylvania. You know, he was involved in a roadside rage incident. He says the driver was yelling at him, tailing him. He pulled out a gun on Patrick and his mother. And then this guy, Patrick, reached for his burner and told the other guy to back off. The driver got back in his car while Patrick called the police. And that Patrick says the burner, literally, he trusted with his life, wouldn't give it up for anything. Linda, we have how many stories we could tell?
Oh my gosh, every week we're talking about a new person, whether it's Marvin, Mark Chapa, now Patrick. These are real life people every day caught in terrible situations and using Byrna as a deterrent, as an option to keep their lives and safe and to not take another life while doing so. I mean, it's just fantastic.
Check out their videos. It's online, Hannity.com, Byrna.com, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Look, these are dangerous times. You don't want that what if moment, what if somebody breaks into your home or business to come and you not be ready. Check out their videos. They will blow you away. Burner, BYRNA.com/Hannity or on Hannity.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.